Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast, is a proud member of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, the two-time winner of the Fan Favorite Podcast Network from the Star Wars Podcast Awards. To learn more, go to makingstarwars.net. Welcome, Star Wars fans, to this very special live episode of Tatooine Sons. It's hard to believe, but after 20 months of hashtagging and campaigning, Turbis is canon. We're going to retell the whole story from start to finish and give our first impressions of Star Wars Adventures issue 27, plus some hot takes, poll results, reviews, new Patreon supporters, and whatever else we can think of. It's time for Tatooine Sons. Yeah!
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
The Force is strong in my family.
What do you think his name is? It's a big moment.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Maybe Turbis?
Oh, do not. There is no try.
Turbis? Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that Porg's name is now Turbis. It's a good Star Wars name.
We're not done yet.
These guys record an awesome podcast called Tatooine Sons. Everybody listen to it.
We're sorry.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars from the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
Achucha, Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then you should still celebrate because today is the day that a kid's dreams
came. Yeah! Woo! Can you believe, after 20 months, Turbis is officially canon no. as we stand here.
Yeah. No.
We've held the comic book in our hands and read it. It's official.
Well, not like read it.
But we not read it, not like, well, we've skimmed it.
Yes.
So, and if you're watching on Facebook Live, thank you guys so much for joining us there and all the people that joined us at the actual recording. We were in the middle of the end of a blizzard, basically. And so it's been an interesting couple of days for transportation. Plus, Mom's not here.
Yeah.
Explain what's going on. It's your fault, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we tried to kill a dog.
Yeah.
No, so I think we talked about this on the last episode.
Yeah,
we
but you can explain how you tried to kill the dog
yeah.
since then. So,
so we were dog sitting for a couple dogs, Vader and Ahsoka, actually.
Which are ironic. Yeah. They're really Star Wars. What's up, guys? Hey. All right. So,
So while we were out one day, Ahsoka decided it'd be a great idea to try to eat a dish towel.
I had a bad feeling about this.
The funny thing is before we were leaving to go, I think, help move, we were naming off crazy things that Ahsoka would chew that were, like, out of this world, not possible, and I named one of those, and we're like, yeah, that would never happen.
What was it?
It was a dish towel.
It was a dish towel.
Yeah.
It was a Day of the Dead dish towel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It almost turned into the Day of the Dead.
Yeah. And what's funny
is there were two, and she only ate one.
Yeah.
That's good. She didn't actually eat the whole one, either.
No.
She ended up puking up half of it, and then the other half got caught in her intestines and had to have surgery.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. What's funny
that was fun.
Is the owners had said before that she's eaten these towels before and been absolutely fine.
Probably would have been good information to have before you guys house sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and of course, the one time we're house sitting.
Hopefully they won't listen to this show because I just kind of felt like I threw them under the bus there. All right.
moving on.
All right. Yeah. Let's move to the next thing. So we've got four new shirts in honor of Turbis is Canon. We've got four new shirts that are available on our TeePublic store and will be available on our website when you hear this episode on Friday. So we've got our base. We've got a Turbis is canon, sort of some of the scenes from the actual comic book, mm-hmm. which says Turbis is canon, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. That's the one I like.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I purchased. I like all of them.
I mean, I like all of them. Too.
I designed all of them, so
you kind of have to.
I have to like them. Yeah. So I've got my mine's. They're on their way, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Shipped today. Sam, you got the basic just Turbis the Porg shirt, mm-hmm. 2019
yeah,
version.
Yeah, like the Happy Porg on.
But they're all from the actual comic,
right.
the character,
right? He's freaking
and then
cute.
BB-8, which one did you get?
I got the annoyed Turbis. I just love the look that he has on his face.
Like he's perturbed at
yes.
Chewbacca.
Oh, I think he's just perturbed at
the situation they're in.
We'll have to read the comic.
The character, Dominic Monk.
I know, I can't wait to read it later today.
Yeah.
And so let's give our first impressions. We've literally just skimmed the comic. We haven't mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. read anything yet. But first impressions, I'm going to have you go first, Samuelette.
Looks really good. I was a little surprised. It's actually two comics, two stories together.
Star Wars Adventures.
Yeah, you know, if you'd have read the press release last week when Turbis was made canon on the website, you'd know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't
really
read that,
read
did
it.
You?
No.
Yeah, that's good.
I skimmed.
Right.
I just looked at
comic books are your style then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like comic books. But it is a to-be-continued story, which we find out, so I guess we'll have to get the next
three,
one.
Two comics.
Turbis is going to be in the next two comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and this is a big series, guys. This is Journey to the Rise of Skywalker stuff, so we're pretty pumped about that.
Yeah.
So, what was your first impressions of it when you skimmed it, BB-8?
There's a lot of Turbis in there. More
a
than
lot
I
of Turbis!
Like, just popping up everywhere.
And he actually says a word.
Almost. He tries.
He tries to say a word. What does he say?
Tries to say Chewy.
If we would have known that, we would have had the Wookiee sound effect built into the dashboard, but we didn't know until just like 2 minutes ago. So,
yeah.
Or right before we recorded. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Awesome. And we've got something else that we need you guys to do. We need you to go to our website because we now have it set up where you can subscribe and get regular weekly updates about all the different shows that we've got going mm-hmm. on, because we don't just have the main show, which you guys have been listening to for almost 2 years now, which is awesome. We love it. But we also have our Rehashing the Resistance,
yep. yes.
Which comes out usually, what day?
It's Monday?
Monday nights, Mondays, depending on when I post it. And then 2 weeks from now, what's the show that's going to be, we're going to be doing?
Oh, Fallen Order.
Mandalorian. Now, you're thinking of a live event, BB-8.
I was thinking of that
because that's around the same time. That's the same week.
It is the same week. But, yeah, we're going to be doing the Mandalorian breakdown of the new series. You guys saw the...
I just noticed we're going to be getting two Mandalorian episodes and Fallen Order in the same week.
Oh,
it's going to be pretty awesome.
That's
more
lot.
Star Wars than I can handle.
Probably.
I'll figure it out. and then we're going to be having next year the Clone Wars saved. Clone Wars season 6, the final season of Clone Wars. What else are we going to be doing? Live events and all that stuff. So you guys got to stay involved and know about these. So if you go to our website, give us your email address. We may give you guys some free stuff once a month, like do drawings and stuff like that as well. But then you guys will get updated every single week on the new episodes that came out, new product offerings, and you know, as I make multiple Turbis shirts in the last
as many
week.
Turbis shirts as we
probably
can get
a little
with.
Bit more. Yeah,
absolutely.
Probably too much.
So subscribe. Go to our website, TatooineSons.com.
Yep.
So, all right, we got a new Patreon supporter.
Yeah.
So I got. I feel like a Christopher Sean now. I got reached out to. Is what he says on that. That thing. So I got reached out to by. It's actually what I'm saying, isn't it? By Star Wars Doctrine, a new YouTube channel.
Okay.
That's doing some great family friendly, positive Star Wars content on YouTube. About 15 to 20 minutes per episode that they do. And they reached out to us this week and just asked for some advice. And I'm like, yeah, don't do what we do because it's a train wreck. But, you know, asking for how to promote the show and all that kind of stuff. And I told them I'm not good at YouTube, but they wanted some advice anyway. I told them they should do an audio podcast because I can give advice a little bit on that. But, so that's what we talked with them about it. And before we finished the conversation, they actually had become $10 a month Patreon supporters.
Wow, that's awesome.
Of us. So thank you guys so much. I know, crazy. And I told them, I'm like, you didn't have to do that. My advice is free. I can't stop talking about this podcast. So anyway, as some people that are here can attest to with it, I don't ever shut up about that. All right. So thank you, Star Wars Doctrine. And check out their YouTube page, youtube.com/Star Wars Doctrine. I almost said Tatooine Sun. It just rolls off my tongue after 2 years.
It does have a nice... Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We got a review.
We did.
Yeah, we got a Patreon supporter and a review.
I know, that's a pretty good week for us.
Right, Services main canon.
It was 5 stars, yeah. It's from Lisa, Leia My Hero. She's been awesome. She's one of our biggest supporters on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Been supporting us for 2 years, you know, retweeting everything we do, liking our stuff. And she finally, I mean, honestly, Leia, about time. But anyway, finally gave us a review on iTunes. It says, family-friendly podcast. This is a wonderful family-friendly podcast. Every Star Wars fan will enjoy. I love the dynamic of the hosts being a father and his 2 sons talking about Star Wars in a positive way. Their impressive amount of knowledge contribute to great conversations. I also love the intro music introducing each segment of the show. Wow, she's like really going deep on
this. Yeah, she is. No one's ever complimented.
None of the live people here or people watching on Facebook Live have any idea what she's talking about.
Nope. Because they can't hear it.
All right. I was very happy to have met them at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. We were very happy to have met you too, as well, Leia. I'm still trying to figure out why you waited like another 7 months to give us a review. But anyway, ironically, while in line to buy my Pozu Porg shoes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
She's cosplayed as Leia.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. As we are wearing our
Pozu our Pozu shoes. And you can buy Pozus on TatooineSons.com. anyway, thanks for the pin and the sticker. And a special congratulations is due now that hashtag Turbis is canon. Keep up the great work, guys. I will continually be here listening. Leia, my hero. Oh,
that's awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome. That's the biggest round of applause a review's ever gotten on this show.
That's
it's
true.
Usually three of us just sort of clapping.
It's pretty pathetic.
All right. Well, and today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/TatooineSons.
S-O-N-S.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the other one. Over 180,000 titles. Now, why is it that other podcasts are saying 400,000 titles?
Because there's probably more than 100 or whatever.
This is what they told me on by Audible to say.
Well, then you
maybe
you
over 180,000 Star Wars titles?
If they go with the expanded universe, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I'm going to highly recommend, and you can't get comics on audible.com, so you can't get Star Wars Adventures 27.
Yeah, that'd be a little difficult.
So we're going to recommend a Spark of the Resistance because there's porgs all throughout this one.
Worth
and Rey's going around naming porgs in this. Did you guys know this?
No.
She's going around naming porgs in this book. And she didn't name Turbis.
Well, that's okay because we got him named
Snaps Wexley. Greg Grunberg named him. So.
Which I think, I hope he's okay with that.
I don't know. I mean, I tweeted to him this week to see if he had an opinion on it. He hasn't responded yet, so we'll have to wait and see.
Slacker.
All right, I guess we'll move on to last week's. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got it right. All right, thank you. Last week's podcast poll results.
Are you brainless? I never ask that question till after I've done it. What?
Alright, so last week's at Walmart. We don't get anything from Walmart though. Last week's
Target.
We don't get anything from Target either.
No. We get stuff from Walmart though.
No.
All the time.
No, I meant like get something from them.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like get. Like if we sell this porg.
We don't get
We aren't going to get no kickback.
No, yeah, we don't get money from them.
No, okay.
We should talk to them.
We should make that happen.
They're right next door. Let's do that.
All right, let's do that. All right, we'll go talk to the Walmart Corporation after this podcast is over. All right, last week's podcast poll results. Oh. Now that you've had a couple days to breathe, what would you rate the Rise of Skywalker trailer on a scale of 1 to 10? What did you guys say last week?
I said 10.
You said 10?
I think I said 9. Yeah.
Okay, so we had 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10. And you said 10?
I did.
And you said 7 to 9?
I said 9.
I think I said 7 to 9 as well. I'm trying to remember what I didn't like about it.
No porgs. No porgs.
So, but what did you guys think about it? So, are you guys ready? Are you going
to?
You guys?
I mean, we got to say what the results are.
Oh, I should give the results.
Yeah.
This is this live thing. It'll like I said, it's a train wreck. Okay. 5% of the 320.
Those are probably just the toxic people that just voted.
5% said they didn't like it at all. 1 to 3.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Hold on.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was
people
wrong.
People can have their opinions even if they're wrong.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't have to agree with them. 4 to 6 said 9%. 35% said, 9% said 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Right, it's got to be your bull.
Yeah.
35% said 7 to 9, and 51% gave it a 10.
Wow.
So that should be good. Results.
Smart people.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so, who got the first one?
The first one is Rise Again, because he has some good points.
Rise Again?
Not Rise Again.
Rise of Skywalker?
No. Okay, yeah.
It's just
Rise, but we have him again on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
At Richel13.
I think Rich is one of our Patreon supporters.
I think so.
It's hard because Twitter handles and names don't always match.
No. So. They didn't spoil anything. They plucked at all the right heartstrings and they left us wanting more. So much more. Hashtag Turbis is canon.
Yeah, and when you're a Patreon supporter and you use the hashtag Turbis is canon, you get to be in the podcast poll results 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, who's got the next one?
That's you.
I'm the next one? Why don't you do the...
You want me to do the next one?
I'll do it. No, Kate Disney Luger, she's a Patreon supporter too. She's a good mom too. She takes good care of her little baby. Not going to lie, I cried through 80% of the trailer.
What was the 20% you didn't cry at?
Wet Kylo Ren.
Wet Kylo Ren.
No, she was probably bawling during that part. All
right.
Yeah, and then this one is from Chris Hayes at Hayes E.
Like, well, not E.
Hayes.
Just like, Hazy.
Y40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hazy, though. It's a play on words. I'm knocking.
Did you just knock our mic over?
No, I'm knocking.
Because if you do, you know that's going to mess up the recording forever.
Oh, like, that would
all right, let's go.
All right, so he says, why does the scale stop at 10? I need a higher rating.
Okay, you could do an 11. All right? We'll give you a turbis for that. All right. All right, so it's time for that that amazing train wreck of a segment we call Hot Takes.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
All right, Benioff and Weiss say goodbye to a galaxy far, far away. I played that segment early.
Yes.
This time. That's okay.
Benioff
and Weiss say goodbye to a galaxy far, far away. We've gotten a glimpse of some new old Star Wars favorites in the latest Mandalorian trailer, and Ewan McGregor has been lying to Star Wars fans for 4 years. It's time for hot takes. Insert theme.
Intro.
All right, next. Yeah. All right. Game of Thrones creators no longer attached to oversee the trilogy.
I heard about this, though.
This is BB Nate where he nods.
I mean, I'm not too disappointed.
All right, let's talk about it. Variety.com put this out. I like their article better than others, so I picked it. Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss will no longer write or produce a trilogy of Star Wars movies, Variety has confirmed. The pair attributed the departure to their upcoming Netflix projects. Quote, "We love Star Wars. When George Lucas built it, he built us too," they said in a statement. "Getting to talk about Star Wars with him and the current Star Wars team was the thrill of a lifetime, and we'll always be indebted to the saga that changed everything, but there are only so many hours in the day, and we felt we couldn't do justice to both Star Wars and our Netflix projects, so we're regretfully stepping away."
They chose Netflix.
They chose Netflix over Star Wars.
Which is going to die after Disney Plus comes out.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy remarked, this is actually, tell me whether or not you think that this is not, got a little bit of a backhanded feel to it, all right? David Benioff and Dan Weiss are incredible storytellers. We're good so far, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. "We hope to include them in a journey forward." Still sounds good, right? Mm-hmm. "When they're able to step away from their busy schedule to focus on Star Wars."
That was a little backhanded.
Yeah, that's like where Kathleen Kennedy's like, listen, if you don't want to be in Star Wars, you don't have to be in Star Wars. Bye-bye. So, yeah. All right, simple business decision, Sam, or something more?
I think what happened was the same thing that happened with Lord
Miller.
Excuse me. Yeah, Lord Miller with Solo. I think they didn't like the direction they were going to go with the movies, and so they cut them, and they just kind of had a little cover story. Well, we didn't need to be there anyway. We had this Netflix deal. We decided to do it
before they actually begin production of the movies rather than when they've already finished principal photography like Lord Miller with Solo.
Yeah.
So you think that's what's going on?
I think that's what's going on.
What do you think?
I think that it was just symbol business. I feel like Benioff and Wise were kind of not wise.
That was sad.
Yeah. it's not the smartest idea. Even if they didn't like the direction, start over. You have a few years to go.
Right.
Like,
well, they were supposed to be doing the 2022, the next film in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So again, they're taking a break after December this year, and they're doing 3 year break, and the next film's supposed to be the 2022 Benioff and Weiss film. So then the question remains what's next for Star Wars.
Rian Johnson's trilogy.
You hope?
I hope so.
Okay. I think Rian Johnson.
What about Kevin Feige?
No.
It was Rian Johnson's been announced. We've known about it longer than the Kevin Feige.
And I mean, it would be a little weird if they pushed Kevin Feige's above Rian Johnson after Rian Johnson.
Except for Kevin Feige is the brains waiting behind MCU, which is the most successful movie franchise outside of Star Wars.
If they pushed him ahead, then I would take it at least. Like, really? I've been waiting for a while to make these Star Wars movies, and you push someone else that just was announced to be in this ahead of me?
Well, I think the other problem is you've got Uncle Bob, Bob Iger, president and
Uncle Bob.
CEO of Disney, who's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the kind of guy that gets there and does these quarterly earning calls and then announces the next film and the date and who's behind it before they're ready to announce this stuff.
Right.
And he's done this multiple times before. I'm wondering if that's not what happened. I can imagine Kathleen Kennedy just scratching her head at Lucasfilm going, why do we have to deal with this stuff all the time? But that's just the way Bob Iger is. What do you think about the whole, you know, leaving for Netflix? Do you think this is just another, you know, gallon of fuel on the fire for Disney trying to basically bankrupt Netflix with Disney Plus? Do you think that they're going to, like, or they were already going for it?
No, I think they're
Well, I think Benioff and Wise are going to try to make these series, but they're not going to be able to put them out before Disney Plus takes Netflix and just throws it out of the door.
Yeah. Body slams it.
Yeah. Disney Plus is just going to wipe out Netflix. Yeah. There's not really a point.
2 weeks from now, though, are you going to watch the stock of Netflix go through the floor?
I will literally just watch the stock.
Like, you probably watch it in real time.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
It'll just like be going down. So, all right, a new Mandalorian trailer, StarWars.com. They said you were coming. They said you were. I can't do a Werner Herzog.
No, yeah, he's got like a
cool voice. I have to practice. They said you were coming. They said you were the best in the parsec. The Mandalorian is indeed on its way, arriving on Disney Plus on November 12th. And tonight we're watching, well, that was like 2 nights ago. We're watching the latest trailer for the first Star Wars live action series again and again. I guess we could watch it tonight again and again.
Yeah, if we absolutely had to.
So we're not lying.
Yeah.
Okay. Bounty hunting is a complicated profession, but it's not difficult to see why we're so excited for this footage. All right. So I think the things that stood out to me the most in this, and you guys correct me or tell me what you think, was the Clone Wars era stuff.
Yeah. What was up with that? Yeah, I noticed. So when I first watched it, I noticed the droid command ship. I didn't exactly notice it. I didn't know exactly what
like
it was.
Like stuff from the Clone Wars series, right?
Right.
It was a command ship from that. Yeah.
I couldn't tell exactly that that's what it was at first. When I went on Facebook later, I noticed it, and I also noticed the other thing, which was a B2 battle droid.
Super battle droid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are we getting flashbacks in this stuff, or do you think that it's...
I hope that it's...
Well, we're getting a B1 battle droid in Rise of Skywalker, and that's definitely not a flashback.
That's true. Isn't it behind C-3PO? Mm-hmm.
In the scene.
And then we had them battling some Trandoshans.
That was kind of like boss. He got ambushed.
That was pretty cool. But now, BB-8, we know that Sam is like super pumped about the Mandalorian. This is like his world, Boba Fett, Mandalorian, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about this? Are you excited for this, like, super pumped about the Mandalorian, or just sort of hoping, you know, hey, it's more Star Wars, I'm pumped about it because of that?
Well, I'm pumped about it. Yeah, I'm pumped about it because it's Star Wars, and I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna love it because, you know, it's The Mandalorian and it's a really cool concept, but the most important part of the trailer for me wasn't really a part we saw a lot of. I think it's gonna have more importance to the story, not just like what was cool about it. You see a lady lifting the Mandalorian's mask off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was under the impression we weren't gonna see Pedro Pascal's face.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't. Maybe
it'll just be the back of his head or something. Okay. All right, last one. Ewan McGregor. You know that guy.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you this, Sam. What was your like hype level for The Mandalorian before the trailer on Monday night? 1 to 10. A 10. What is it now?
10.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you would like try to go with an 11. Okay. Ewan McGregor says years of lying about reprising his Star Wars role was embarrassing. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, no. I did. I saw the interview.
Yeah. It's awkward. This is what he says. It's awkward because the studios and the franchises, they want to keep everything totally secret, of course, which I understand, McGregor explained. But as the person being asked over and over and over again, are you, would you do it again, would you do it again? It doesn't just work as well when I do it.
No.
And I can't do him either.
No.
You don't want me to try? All right.
No.
And I'm already talking to them about it, but I can't say that I am. So, like, for 4 years, I was saying, well, I'd be happy to do it again if they – I'm just waiting for the call. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is from Rolling Stone, their article. McGregor earlier said – now, this we haven't talked about this much. But McGregor earlier said that the original plan – was for a standard movie, which we've been predicting or speculating for a long time. But now the Kenobi series is going to be 6 one-hour episodes.
So we got a 6-hour movie as opposed to a 2.5-hour
movie.
Well,
they said that The Mandalorian was going to be 6 one-hour episodes. So
I don't remember that.
I don't remember hearing that.
You don't?
I remember seeing
it's like going to be 8 episodes, right? And we don't know how long they're going to be.
Probably about 45 minutes each.
We got to be an hour.
A little bit longer.
Okay. Here's my question, though. Is Ewan admitting to channeling everyone's favorite truth-twisting Jedi?
Oh.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. Kenobi is known for creating his own truth.
Yeah.
All the way back in episode 4 with, you know, Vader killed your father and all that stuff. Certain point of view kind of stuff. Is he, is Kenobi just channeling, or is Ewan McGregor just channeling Kenobi? Is he truly become Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
But I don't think he did it just because he wanted to. You know, I think he was told, this is, you know, obvious, but I think he was told by Disney that he had to keep it quiet for obvious reasons. So he had to kind of channel his inner Obi-Wan in a way. So, you know, through Disney.
It's an awkward position to be
put in. Oh, absolutely.
Especially for that length of time.
All I know is that we're getting a Kenobi series and it starts filming in like 3 months.
When they announced it, you could tell how relieved he was.
And Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah.
With that. Awesome. Cool. All right, well, we've been telling the story of Turbis the Pork since February 1st, 2018. It's a long time.
It is a long time.
In our world, it is, at least. But never have we told it from start to finish in one sitting. But the canonization of Turbis deserves it. So we present to you... Let me get ready here. Turbis the Porg, a Star Wars story. Next.
Rebellions are built on hope.
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, so... it's happened. I'm holding it. It's right here. It's in my hands. I'm going to flip through it while you guys talk about Turbis. Go. Oh, no, wait. That's not the way that it's going to work. All right.
You can't put us on the spot like that.
That's the one you really like, right?
That one's cool.
Is that the one?
The one I like the best is the
well, that's the one, but you can't make a shirt of it because you don't have the top of the head. All right, so here we are.
Turbis.
Let's talk about Turbis. So how did this whole thing get started? We started a podcast at the beginning of December 2017, like 3 weeks before The Last Jedi.
Yep.
Yeah.
And nobody listened to us.
No. Mm-hmm. We were just basically just sticking the mic in front of us and just talking.
Remember, we were getting ready to record our first episode, and we literally couldn't find the mic 20 minutes before we said we were going live.
And you left it at work.
We had to drive, jump in the car, run as fast as we could, 10 minutes to my work, grab it, come back, hook it into the computer, and start.
And we told people we were going to be live at a specific time.
Yeah, all so
we
three had people.
Because we were going to do a live recording. Yeah.
Nobody tuned in, but...
We stopped doing that a while back. anyway... so we did like 3 or 4 episodes of it, and then The Last Jedi came out, and we've been known from the beginning, since The Last Jedi came out, to be sort of The Last Jedi apologists, right? Mm-hmm. We're big fans of this movie. We've seen it. How many times did we end up seeing it in the theaters? Like 11 or 12?
I think it was like 11 or 12 times.
11 or 12 times in the theaters. You saw it one more than Nate and I, didn't you?
Yeah, because I think I went...
You went with your friend Tristan.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you saw it one more time in the theaters than we did. And so we were like... known for loving this movie. And we just happened at the time, you know, we live in Colorado now, that's why we have snow, like we mentioned on the beginning of the recording. But we were living in Temecula, California, Temecula. About an hour and a half south of Hollywood, 120 degrees, all that kind of stuff.
It was fun.
It was nice. on days like this, I kind of miss that part of it. But anyway... and then Collider, which, you know, a lot of you guys that are listening to podcasts and watching YouTube stuff, you guys know about Collider and all their movie talk and everything that they're doing. And they've got a show called Collider Jedi Council, which we've been listening to or watching on YouTube for 2 or 3 years before the podcast. I mean, I remember getting ready to go to Star Wars Celebration 2017 and watching their pre-coverage and all that kind of stuff. Well, they put out on Twitter, which we were trying to, like, build up our following on Twitter, they put out a notice that they were hosting a free, by invitation only event to go to Hollywood, to the IMAX headquarters, which was
150 people, I think.
150 people, total, or 150 seats. Mm-hmm. So they were going to give you and a guest an opportunity to go see The Last Jedi at IMAX headquarters, which was going to – that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. We were able to see it in IMAX because we went to a local pretty small theater. So
yeah, so we hadn't seen it in IMAX or anything like that. So they put out that they're going to be doing this screening, and it's going to be free if you can get invited. Right? And then they throw in that Rian Johnson, the writer-director of The Last Jedi, is actually going to be there and do a Q&A. Mm-hmm. Afterwards. And so I'm like, what the heck? I'll enter the stuff. I put out on Twitter, hey, Collider, love to go. Love The Last Jedi. And the handful of fans that we had, which is I think six at the time, that were listening to our show, they like made it their mission to get us into this. We found out later that 1,500 people applied to being a part of it. And then we get this email from Collider, from Steven Weintraub, who's one of the founders of Collider, stating that we have been given two seats to see the screening.
I got a bad feeling about this.
The problem is there's three of us. So, BB Nate, you get to tell the story of what happened with that part of it. I know it's on the list, but you know what happened. Right? Yes. So we had to make a decision. I had to drive. And I was the one that won the tickets because I was over 18. So I had to go. Sam was only 16 at the time.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening?
And then, well, we took Sam and we also took
Mark. Well, no. What ended up happening as far as like how we were going to decide who was going to go?
Oh. Well, I don't remember
what He doesn't even care
what you did.
What did you do, Samuel LaHutt?
I decided... I don't remember what my reasoning was.
Exactly. He doesn't remember either.
You know, that's smart. But I decided Nate should go regardless because I'd be fine. I think it was because of your question that you were going to ask.
Yeah.
The Turbis question. I didn't really have a question.
You had a question you wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. You guys had talked about it, but you didn't have a question? Is that basically
it? I didn't really have a question. It made more sense for him to go.
So I come back from work. I could take off a half day of work. I decide we're going to leave about noon. We're going to go get in line, make sure we get good seats and all that kind of stuff at the theater and get there. Last thing you need to do is get stuck on the 405 for 4 hours and miss this kind of an opportunity. Jeez. So we decided to get up there.
Yeah, and we decided to go. We decided to take me.
I come home from work, and the decision was we're going to try to figure out how to get you in. So literally, we drive two cars just in case you can't get in, right? Mom drives one car, I drive one, and we get there and we get in line, and we're going to try to figure out how to get you in the thing. And so we're in line, and mom, starts pointing and counting people, and she realizes there's an odd number of people in the line in front of us, which means somebody didn't bring a guest. So she starts looking to figure out who doesn't seem to be talking to anybody around them, singles out one lady, and does she ask or do you guys ask?
She asks.
She goes up to him and asks if they brought their guests. They're like, no, I didn't. And she explains about you being there. She's like, yeah, absolutely. He can be my plus one for this. So, Sam, you got to go in.
Yeah.
All right. So
barely.
Go in. We see the movie. Awesome. We get like third row center seats.
And you got to think, since this is IMAX headquarters, the seating is not nearly it.
Yeah, it's not a big theater. Screen is massive.
You're way up close on the screen, too.
Yeah, we were right there. But there was only 100 seats in there, and then they had 50 in another room is what we found out later. So we got into the main room with it and then sat up front. So we watch the movie. It's awesome. We get to the beginning. I ask a stupid question about whether or not Chewbacca actually ate the porg
that he
roasted. Yeah. And that was the first question that night because I'm just trying to like get attention for our show,
yeah,
right? And I actually plug our show in front of Ryan Jones. Oh, yeah. I was plugging our show right there on the thing.
It
was
fun. I remember it.
Yeah, if you guys seen the video, you can. We get about 45 minutes into the Q&A, and BB Nate, I look over at you, and
I'm like going through like 16 different emotions at that moment. Like,
and all they are expressing though is tears on your rolling down your cheeks, and I'm like, what the heck, dude? Why are you crying?
It's like the best opportunity.
I know. And you're like, you tell me what that you're, you know, explain what was going
on. Like, I really wanted to ask my question, but I was like too shy and nervous to be able to ask it. I'm like, oh, I guess I won't ask it, and that's fine.
So I basically tell you, you know, either suck it up and ask the question or stop crying because you don't want to ruin everybody's
day. Well, no, because actually sorry about that. Out was that Ryan Johnson was going to give everyone autographs.
Oh, yeah, they did mention that after that.
So you said, well, it's okay, Nate. If you don't want to ask now, you can just ask him when we go get our autographs.
So then Steven, who's hosting it, he raises his hand and he says, okay, guys, we're going to ask like five more minutes of questions, and then we're going to do the meet and greet thing. And BB Nate, I look over at you, and there's like...
And like, I'm like... going for it. Fire. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like on the edge of his seat. He raises his hand as fast as he can, and this is what happens.
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
There's a few, though, on the Millennium Falcon.
No, the main one. I know the one you're talking about. The nest? What do you think his name is? It's a big moment. What do you think?
Maybe Turbis?
Turbis? Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream... That Porg's name is now Turbis. It's a good Star Wars name.
Your voice has changed a little bit since that.
We need to record that.
We need you want to get like Ryan in the room again, and you ask him again.
Yeah,
so you don't have to. You can sound like this. It sounded like this.
Yeah,
the whole time. Sure. Okay. All right. So it was freaking out. Like, it was amazing, right? The place goes nuts. We're like mini celebrities in the line waiting for Ryan Johnson. He actually wants us. We're like at the back of the line.
Yeah.
Way back there. It's like midnight right there.
He actually has his like people, I don't know who they were, come up and grab us to say, hey, why don't you guys go talk to Ryan? And we're like, no, we don't want to like cut in line or anything like that. So we waited until everything was over. He writes it down.
Yeah, he asks
how to spell it.
Yeah, he takes some random graphic comic novel nearby, and he's like, how do you spell
a graphic novel that somebody actually gave him that night?
Yeah, right.
As
so
a gift.
He flips to a random page and he writes down how you spell Turbis, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to email Pablo about that.
Yeah. Pablo Hidalgo, the guy that names stuff in Star Wars, right? And so we're like fully we freak out. We go home that night.
We're driving home. We're like, this is unbelievable.
Next morning, Twitter's blowing up. People are talking about that silly kid that asked that thing about the Porg, and Turbis is trending, and it was a lot of fun, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens next?
Absolutely nothing. Just we had absolute radio silence for months.
Like no contact from Ryan, no responding to tweets, nothing.
Nothing
from Pablo, nothing from Disney. We're kind of like, well, okay.
That was fun.
That was, you know.
That was pretty cool.
And I come up with the idea shortly after this that, like, well, let's like have fun with it. If we're not going to get it named, let's at least have fun with this. And keep people remembering that BB Nate named it so that it helps promote this silly podcast that we do. And so I do the hashtag MakeTurbisCanon. And we start putting that on everything. We put it on shirts, put it on stickers. There's a bunch of them sitting on the table right now. we put it on everything we tweet out. It's hashtag MakeTurbisCanon.
Right. Yes.
Right? And people start tweeting it out, too. Mm-hmm. And people start finding the video and talking about it. And they're talking about it, but who's not saying a word?
Pablo, Ryan.
Anybody.
Lucasfilm, Disney, Star Wars, nobody.
Really important decision makers had said absolutely nothing.
So for like months, we just kind of assume it was fun while it lasted, but that's the end.
Yeah. It was a cool experience.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But then...
We get an invite from Steel Saunders.
Yeah, Steel Wars podcast, which was an amazing thing because they're like one of the biggest podcasts in Star Wars.
That was really humbling.
Yeah, because we're tiny at the we're still tiny, but we were even smaller back then.
Yeah, and we get invited to this San Diego 2018 Comic Con meetup at a bar on a rooftop. It was really strange.
Yeah, two kids.
You've never been to a bar, have you, BB-8?
No, and wait, this doesn't look like a...
We were easily the youngest people there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And we had a good time, and, you know, we were hanging out with Jason Ward,
big podcast,
some other people that we'd run into. We'd you know, it was a lot of fun. But then this short guy, and he's totally cool with us calling him that because he okay, gets good. It all
I'm
the
like
time,
that. Right?
This really short guy and you know, walks in, and I see him come onto the rooftop, and I'm like, oh my gosh, who is it?
That's Matt Martin.
Explain who Matt Martin is.
He's kind of the behind the scenes person for the story group that makes most of the decisions.
He's part of the group that makes
like
the decisions.
He's like Pablo Hidalgo, just not as
Pablo is kind of the mascot of story group.
Well, he was until he blocked everybody on Twitter last month.
Yeah, that's true. What was funny is when you were like, oh, that's Matt Martin, Nathan and I were like, we have
that?
No idea who you're talking
about. Well, I knew him because of Twitter, because I was the one interacting on Twitter and stuff. I'm like, that's Matt Martin. He's part of Lucasfilm Story Group. If there's ever an opportunity to try to get something going with Turbis, now's the time.
Right.
And I push you guys in front of him.
Yes, you literally push us.
Yeah.
In front of him.
You know, got to do what I got to do. I was too scared to talk to him myself.
I mean, we were eating our chicken strips right then, and you're like, go talk to Matt.
Yes. That guy right there.
Our food got cold.
Exactly.
Yeah,
So you go and I, you know, you're having this conversation. I could tell it's going nowhere. So then the dad and me comes out, and I'm like, did you guys explain the video? And they're like, well, not yet. And I'm like, these are the Turbis guys. And he looks at us with this puzzled look on his face. And I show the video on my phone of what happened to Collider. Yeah. And you see this realization come over his face like, oh, God. Those guys with it. And he's like, yeah, no, I do remember that. I do. And then so we told more about the story. We should explain who Turbis is named after. Sam, I'll let you do this, Sam, since you kind of were – explain how that came about.
Yeah, so we were – the night before, we were, you know, thinking about the questions that we were going to ask at the Q&A, and Nathan came up with, well, what's the name of the program, the Millennium Falcon? And I had the crazy notion, well, what if he asks us what we'd name him, right? And it was like a stupid idea, but we're like, well, we got to figure something out in case it happens, right? Because we can't just come up with something on the spot. So we're kind of looking around, we're trying to come up with these weird names. And I look over at the dog, and I'm like, I thought about his name backwards, and I'm like, Rustib? And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
I don't like
work.
That. So
Rustib?
Yeah.
Rustib.
So I figure, well, what if we, like, flip the syllables?
Classic Star Wars idea.
Right? So, you know, Buster became Turbis.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good. We'll use that. Not that we'll actually get asked the question. But, you know, we at least we've got a backup in case it does happen.
Okay. So
he's named after
you tell this. You guys tell this story to Matt Martin at this meetup. And Matt says the most amazing thing that we had heard about this since the Rian Johnson moment. He says, if we can find a way to get him into the story naturally, I think we can make it happen.
And we were like,
what?
That's the most hope we've gotten from this about this for months.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we take pictures. I actually make him hold one of the Make Turbis Cannon stickers
in
the picture. With it. We tweet it out. He laughs. He likes it. He retweets it. And we kind of have some fun with it.
Right.
And that goes on for just a little bit while. Now, this is, I think, July. About a month and a half later or so. Maybe not. Maybe even just a month later. I actually send out a tweet on the night before Nathan's birthday in August and say, I tag Matt, Pablo, Rian on it, and I basically say, if there's any hope that BB Nate or that Turbis is going to ever be made canon, for BB Nate's birthday, will you give us some sign? And like within 2 minutes of sending that out, both Matt Martin and Rian Johnson finally interact on this, like the tweet. And I'm like, wait a second. This might actually have some kind of legs that are going on.
Yeah.
One of the other things that happened at that was he said, Matt said, if we ever come up to San Francisco to let him know in advance, he'll give us a tour of Lucasfilm.
Which was insane.
Absolutely. So we decided to leave California in October, and we're like, oh crap, we got to get to San Francisco before that. We got one once in a lifetime thing. So we go and we tour it while we're up there, and
yeah. So
what is, you know, explain kind of what that was like.
It was unbelievable. We first walk in, you know, he meets us at the front desk, and we're about to start walking back, and one of the questions, the things I loved about it was, you know, he asked, so you guys excited about The Mandalorian? We, like, just heard about it at this point. And I'm, like, excited, and I pull out my phone, and I'm like, it's the screensaver on my phone. I'm like, of course I'm excited for it. So that was just one of my fun moments about it. But, you know, he shows us through Lucasfilm, and we're seeing like all sorts of absolutely amazing stuff.
Like George Lucas's private film poster collection throughout all.
Yeah, like not Star Wars stuff. Like the greatest film, what he thinks are the greatest films, his actual posters of them.
Some of the paintings that they use for the backgrounds in the films, which was an amazing process. Matt explained all that.
Yeah, and so while we're standing there looking at one of those paintings, this guy walks by that you guys have no clue who he is, just like again. Matt Martin, right? All over again, right? And Matt's like, Hey, what's going on, Leland? And so what do I do? I'm like, oh my God, that's Leland Chi. He's the keeper of the holocron at Star Wars. He's the guy that officially does name everything with it. So he walks by and I'm like, hey, Leland.
Like you know him.
Like I know him. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And he comes over and we start talking and he's like, yeah, how have you been? And all this stuff. Because he meets like, you know, hundreds of people a day, I think, that think that he knows them. Mm-hmm. Right? And he does. He's never met me. You know, like, so he's like, yeah, how have you been? And then we're talking, and we're having this conversation. And he's like, where have we met before? And I go, Twitter. And he just gets this really puzzled look on his face. And Matt points at our Make Turbis Canon t-shirts that we're wearing.
We of course, figured, why not? We're at Lucasfilm. We should probably.
Well, yeah, we're going to walk around the entire place with Make Turbis Canon on. With it. And he and Leland, you see this. Matt goes, these are the Turbis guys. And Leland goes, oh, the Turbis guys. And then he's like, yeah, that licensing deal or whatever.
Licensing. Yeah.
Licensing thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is he talking about? We don't know anything about licensing. We don't know anything about that stuff. And so he abruptly ends the conversation and moves on with his life. With it, can't blame him. And that's the way that it goes. Now we move out to Colorado, and we're like thinking about all this stuff as we get close to Christmas. So,
and we were like, okay, what can we do to make this actually happen? And we're like, the licensing stuff. He must be thinking we want royalties.
Or mom's like, maybe he thinks you guys like are wanting a royalty deal.
Yeah,
out
like
of this
some
or
money out of every time Turbis is used.
And I'm like, that's what they think. They're never going to make Turbis Canon because they're not going to pay us to do this.
No. And so we start thinking of what we can do, and we're like, maybe we can send him some Christmas bribes.
Not bribes.
Some Christmas gifts.
Gifts, yeah.
Just like a mug or some stickers or a t-shirt and that kind of stuff. And we send a formal written letter by Dad, signed by all three of us.
We make up our own Tatooine Sons letterhead.
Yes, we do. And we're like, we don't want any royalties. We don't want any money. We just want...
All we ask is for the rights to be able to say that we named him.
Yeah, because we did.
Right, we did.
So
so then we hear nothing.
Nothing.
Again.
For how long?
I don't know.
4 months or so?
Yeah, again.
Nothing happens. Nothing. No response. It's like 6 weeks after Christmas before Matt even acknowledges that we get the gift. I don't think it was that long. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But anyway.
It felt like forever.
It did. And so then we're wondering if they even got it. But then he responded and he said that they did get it. We go to Celebration and we're like, you know, we've got the Make Turbis Canon stickers everywhere. We've got people literally walking up to us because we're wearing our Make Turbis Canon shirts on. We've got stickers on stuff. And they're like, oh, do you guys know how Turbis got named?
No, so what was happening was we were walking through
You're going to correct me now?
I am going to correct you.
Yes.
Because this is another one of my favorite stories. So we were walking through the show floor at Celebration, and we come across Matt Martin again. So, you know, we're talking, and all of a sudden this lady comes up, and she sees, you know, on your poster tube, you literally have your poster
tube. I have like 20 of those Make Turbis Canon stickers on my poster tube. Yeah.
So she comes up, and she's like, oh my gosh, where did you get those stickers?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
And Matt Martin is like...
We're talking to Matt Martin at this point, right?
And she comes up to us.
And he was saying, this was the last day, around the last like 5 hours maybe of the show floor being open. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is the only time I've ever gotten to walk the show floor because I've been so busy. And we're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Because they were putting Matt, they've begun in the last year putting Matt as the face of the story group because Pablo's done dealing with the fans. And I don't blame him. So he's backed off on that.
Yeah.
So Matt's now the face of this. So he was busy all weekend long with everything.
Yeah.
And she asks about where we got the stickers.
And he's like, these are the Turbis guys. And she freaks out. She's like, no way. So we, you know, of course we hand her stickers and stuff, which, you know, that was pretty like cool for us. Cause like people were recognizing, you know, like us, like they were recognizing the Turbis thing, but they didn't even necessarily notice, like, recognize us. And then it was even cooler that Matt Martin was the one who, like.
Now, do you remember Matt had somebody with him when we were talking? Do you remember he had a guy? He was talking with a walking with a friend.
No, I don't remember.
He was, and okay. It was interesting because then Matt's like, "You should talk to this guy right here." By the way, that guy is right there, Michael Moretti. He wrote the second story in this. He didn't actually make Turbis canon, but he was a part
that's
of that
awesome.
Conversation.
That's awesome. I didn't even notice that.
With that. So then, you know, Celebration happens and all this other stuff. And I think it was July, so we're still another, like, 4 or 5 months down the road, 3 months down the road. July happens, and they make this announcement about IDW, which makes this family, sort of all-ages comic book series for Star Wars called Star Wars Adventures. Mm-hmm. IDW is going to be producing a three-episode series as part of the journey to the rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they make this formal press release, and I get the press release through Twitter, and I'm looking at it, and there's a picture of Chewbacca on this press release with a porg, on his shoulder, mm-hmm. And so I immediately go to private messages on
Twitter
to Matt. Which I'm very careful. Let's be honest here. This dude's got more going on in his world than he has time for.
Yes.
And dealing with stalker fans, trying to get characters named is not part of that. But so very rarely do I ever message him about anything. I messaged him and I'm like, is there any chance that porg in the IDW series is going to get named? And he's like, there's porgs in that series?
Right.
He had no idea. And he's like, oh, he says, yeah, no, I don't think that they're going to be named. I don't think John, the writer, is going to be naming the porgs in that. And so I'm like, oh, that's sad. But that I don't stop. So I go on like this full court press for the next 24 hours. And that's the way I did this a lot of times. I would like attack it for about 24 hours and then back off because – I wanted people to know about it, but then I didn't want them to think I was crazy.
Even though I am.
So I messaged, I found out who the writer was going to be for this comic. And I messaged him on Twitter, or I sent him a tweet. I just tag him on a tweet with the video of you naming the porg. And I'm like, boy, it would be really cool if one of those porgs got named. And that was the end of it. So about a month and a half later, I get a direct message from Matt. And Matt says, just so you know, I just submitted Turbis to a writer. It's up to him. I'll let you know if I hear anything. And that's the end of it. What did you say, BB Nate? This is just a couple months, a month or so after Endgame.
And I said, you should send the gif of, like, Hawkeye saying, don't do that. Don't give me hope.
Right. So I did. And he thought it was funny on that. We didn't know what it was for or anything like that. A month or so after that, I get another message from Matt. Mm-hmm. And he says, the message says, if I were you, I would make sure I picked up IDW Star Wars Adventures issue 27 when it comes out in December. And I'm like, holy cow!
And that's all he said.
That's all he said, right? So I start looking at issue 27. I'm like, wait, this isn't right. No, October, not December. I'm like, did he get it wrong? Is everything upside down? I message him, and he's like, yeah, no, December is... I'm probably just wrong on the date. I'm bad about that stuff. So then for like a month now, or a little over a month, we've been like wondering if it was really going to happen. Like if it was serious, if we were just misinterpreting all of this kind of stuff until what happened last week, last Wednesday.
Yeah, so you got messaged on Twitter by one of our fans saying, oh my gosh, Turbis is canon. It's official.
And I'm not joking is what it said.
Yeah. She sent a link to an article on StarWars.com. So you know it's probably pretty reputable.
Yeah, it's pretty much Star Wars. Yeah.
And, you know, you look through it and you notice that Turbis is in there. Mm-hmm. And Nathan and I think we're getting ready for school at the time, so we don't.
Well, let me stop, though, because and actually Bryce is here. He was actually in the class when I got the message. Oh. I don't know if he knows what happened when this happened, but I get this message. My phone buzzes. I open it up, and I look at this, and I'm like, I text, I reply, I'm like, what are you talking about with that? And she sends me the link to the article. And I'm reading it, and it says, you know, Chewbacca, Nian Noom, and an adorable porg named Turbis, and this adventure. And it's like on there, on StarWars.com. And I literally stood there for 2 minutes, and Bryce probably doesn't even know, because he was so focused on trying to get that sale. He was doing great. I literally stood there for 2 minutes with my hands over my mouth.
Yeah.
Just not being able to, because it was real. It was like right there, yeah. StarWars.com, Turbis. I was freaking out. And I'm like standing there, and in my brain, I'm thinking, you need to message Sam and Nate. And I'm like, I can't move. Is what I'm like. I'm frozen. I couldn't do anything. Like 2 minutes later, I'm like shaking as I'm trying to message you guys.
Yeah.
With it, flipping out.
So
with it, and now we're here.
Yeah. At the time, Nate and I were trying to get ready for. I think we were trying to get ready for school and pack up to go sit.
Yeah.
Vader and Ahsoka, and all of a sudden we get this random message.
Dumb dog.
with a screenshot and you freaking out over Turbis, and we're like, hold on, hold on. I think Nathan was the one who first pulled it up on his phone.
Yeah.
So all three of us are trying to crowd around the phone, ripping it out of each other's hands. None of us are actually able to read it because we're just clawing at it with each other. Eventually, we all read it and we're like, we get excited for a second, and then we have to go to school, so we can't really get so excited about it. But I was sitting in my chemistry class. And I was talking to the guy next to me, because I had told him about, you know, our podcast and Turbis, because I talked to everyone about that. And I'm like, you wouldn't believe it. Turbis was official today. He's like, no way. So I'm like, yes. And I show him the screenshot, and he's like, that's amazing. And then, you know, the next day I'm doing it too. But I mean.
And so I don't get to see Nathan for like 2 days after this, because he's dog sitting.
Yeah.
And so we don't get a chance to talk about it. So I call him that night when I get off work, and I'm like, so dude, I'm like, Turbis is canon, man. You, this is awesome. And his reaction is like, yeah. That's cool. Because that's Nate. All right? That's his reaction to everything. I don't know. Maybe I'm more excited about the whole thing than anybody. But,
I think you and I are both a little bit more excited than Nathan is, but that's okay.
Well, here's why I'm excited about it, though, because it doesn't happen. This kind of stuff doesn't happen. And I want to make sure, because we had tons of people reach out to us even after that announcement last week. And people were like asking us to adopt their campaign for this to happen or that to happen or this character to get named or something like that. And the reality is, no. First of all, I'm exhausted from doing that for the last 20 months. But second, that's just not the way that it works. The fact that this happened is unprecedented, unbelievable. Matt was like my biggest, one of the things Matt said after I thanked him on last week in a message was, he's like, my biggest concern right now is having to deal with all the people trying to get their stuff made official. And I'm like, no, I told him, I said, I'm going to address this on the show. Guys, the only reason this happened is because Ryan went rogue.
I'm sure
Ryan Johnson got his hands slapped so hard for saying that porg's name is now Turbis and, you know, all the stuff that he did.
Yeah.
But the reality is, the only reason it happened was because Ryan said what he said, and we had some champions within the organization that wanted to make that dream a reality. It's not the kind of thing, you can't capture lightning in a bottle. You can't make it happen twice. So please don't come to us and ask us for that. And please don't attack Matt. You can attack Pablo because he's got everybody blocked now on Twitter. But please don't do that, because that's just not that's not the way that it works.
Yeah.
So final thoughts on the end of the Turbis saga. Yeah. I'll start with you, Sam.
What's kind of funny?
It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. It's
exactly.
Wow. I was funny. I was cleaning out my backpack to pack up for this, and I still hadn't really cleaned it out since Celebration, so I had all these stickers and stuff, and I had a sticker from, I forget the podcast right now, but it was the podcast who's trying to get the porg named Gary.
Oh, this was a Resistance broadcast.
Yeah. I had a Gary the Porg sticker, and I'm like, oh, that's funny.
So yeah, so there's more to that story. That's Resistance broadcast. That's one of the biggest Star Wars podcasts around, Star Wars News Net. The morning after the Collider Jedi Council or the Collider IMAX screening and stuff, he actually messaged me, and he's like, what is the deal with this Turbis thing? And I explained, and he was so disappointed because his campaign was to get it named after Carrie Fisher's dog.
Gary
Fisher.
Yeah.
And he was like,
and now it's named after our dog.
It's named after our dog. That's right. So he was like, congrats, dude, and then never talks to us again. No, I'm kidding. No, he's pretty cool about stuff. So, all right, let's finish this thing up. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Anything else?
Yeah. So, Hayden Christensen celebrates his daughter's Briar Rose 5th birthday at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
He's in the movie. He's got to be in The Rise of Skywalker. Absolutely. That's what everybody's saying right now.
That's like. And people are like, oh, they took the tweet down, like, right after.
And then they put it back up.
Yeah.
So.
And so,
but I think that's cool.
Well, since I'm the only one that's seen it, the new trailer for Fallen Order came out. Just out of the blue, random.
Yeah, Star Wars has just been releasing all sorts of trailers lately.
What did you think about it?
It was great.
What's your favorite part of the trailer?
Oh. Just probably the lightsaber combat. I mean, it was just so, I guess I could say, elegant. Like, it really worked with the rest of the Star Wars movies. It felt a lot like you were going to be playing Obi-Wan or Anakin in the Obi-Wan and Anakin fight. Like,
yeah, and just to piggyback on that, just so you know, if you're in the Colorado area and you're listening to the show, on November 14th, the night of the release of Jedi Fallen Order, we've been invited to a release party. At the GameStop on North Academy, and they're expecting about 200. Yeah, it's just right up the road. About 250 people they expect at the release party. They want us to come and do a live show on the release of Jedi Fallen Order, so we're going to be excited about that. Last thing, speaking of games, new Star Wars game title is in development that should drop prior to the end of fiscal year 2022.
Okay, that's fine.
Woo. I got a bad
feeling
about this.
Order is a long game, so I mean,
you think it's going to take you till 2022?
That would be insane.
We'll have trailers for the new movie and before that.
But
Benioff and Weiss can finish their Netflix deal and make a movie before this game comes out.
Panel about this new game. We're going to get a panel about the new movies. Celebration 2022 is going to be very important.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let's talk about this week's podcast poll of the week. Obviously, Porgs are front and center in several Journey to the Rise of Skywalker publications. I mentioned earlier Spark of the Resistance, of course, Star Wars Adventures. Okay. So the big question that we have is, do you think we will see a Porg in the Rise of Skywalker? What do you think? I'm going to let you go first, BJ.
We're going to do Please God, Yes.
Please God, Yes.
I'm right there with him. Please God, Yes.
If there's a Porg flying on the Millennium Falcon with Chewie,
I will cry and scream in the theater.
That's got to be Turbis.
Yes.
Will you lose your mind?
Absolutely.
We'll be like the.
They'll have to kick us out of the theater.
Well, they can't. You have to keep your cool. Because. Yeah, that.
What if it's in the credits? You know, like they did. We've joked about this before, but like in the credits of Return of the Jedi, it has Jabba the Hutt played by
himself.
What if they had Turbis the Porg played by
himself? I'd still freak out.
Yeah,
that would be pretty.
Then
cool.
They could kick us out
at the credits,
and we're good.
It's good. I would say yes. Okay. I'm hoping
you're not doing Please God, Yes.
I don't want to. I'm tired tonight. Okay. all right. So we want to thank all of our producers. You guys make this show possible. Thank you guys so much. Michael Condon, DJ Blake, Emily Hoffman, Eric McGilvray, and Ian Thompson. And then our new producer.
Yeah.
Star Wars Doctrine. Pretty cool. Check out their YouTube page, youtube.com/StarWarsDoctrine.
Yes.
Is that right?
Not Tatooine Sons.
That's right. One of the pieces of advice I got was to stop doing that. They had the tag on the end, youtube.com/346AEG.
Oh,
you know, exclamation point.
The thing with that, though, is you can't actually put your own official one until you have so many followers.
Right. And so I'm like, you guys, can you by tomorrow night get that to change to Star Wars Doctrine so I can plug your show? Because I can't do it the other way. And they were like, yeah, sure. So they did it. They messaged me. Our senior producers, Kate Disney Lugers, we read hers earlier. Jude Jesse, that's Grammy. She's right here.
Hi, Grammy.
We say hi to Grammy every show.
But
pretty much
she's
at the
here
end.
In the flesh.
And she's here in the flesh. And Roberto Moreno.
Roberto.
I mean, dude,
even though he's Swedish.
He's from Sweden.
Yeah.
Sweden. Yeah, but it's a good name. So
it's just fun to say like that.
Yeah, he likes that. So go to our website, TatooineSons.com. Subscribe to our weekly email newsletter so you can keep up to date on everything that's going on, new products, shows, links, all that fun stuff. Insider news. Mm-hmm. When we name another Porg or something. Go to patreon.com/TatooineSons if you want to support the show. Find us on social media. We're all over social media. We're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, @TatooineSons. We're not on Snapchat because I don't know how to use Snapchat. And give us a review. Go to iTunes or Spotify or Google Podcasts and give us a review. That's it.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did.
It's over. Woo! Smaller crowd than the last time, but we had people that left. They were bored out of their minds, and they had to leave. No, and some that actually stuck around that I thought were going to leave. So thanks, guys. With that, I guess that's going to do it. Anything else you guys want to say?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Join, please.
Yep, yep.
Tatooine Sons, the Star Wars podcast, is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or Disney and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site is located at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, and all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders.